Providence Alaska Medical Center and its affiliates around the state will stop hiring tobacco users as of November 17th. The healthcare provider will begin testing prospective employees for nicotine along with illegal drugs. Tammy Green is Director of Health Management Services for Providence Health and Services Alaska. She says it's not a decision the company made overnight.
We're like any other organization. We were starting to see our own healthcare costs escalating at an unsustainable trend. And so we wanted to take action, and we've been on this journey for 3 years. And in that journey, we really started to see what was happening nationally and other, you know, really forward thinkers in healthcare. And Cleveland Clinic is one of the, you know, premier healthcare systems in the world. And in 2007, they made the decision to stop hiring tobacco users. So I spent the last year really investigating, researching, looking at several other companies and organizations who have done this as well, and vetted it through our executives, and everybody thought this is a great idea. You know, we are a healthcare institution, and we should be really being a great role model for our community.
How do you think this will affect the workplace environment at Providence?
Well, you know, to be very clear, this is only for new hires, people applying to work for Providence on or after November 17th, which, by the way, is Great American Smokeout Day. The current employees are not impacted at all. You know, one of the upsides is that potentially our current employees who may be tobacco users, you know, may be encouraged or want to look at the resources we have to stop smoking or using tobacco themselves, but there's no pressure or anything on our current employees.
And what about other Providence facilities in other states?
At this time, this is only an Alaska region effort. And we know our sister ministries are all looking to see what happens and how this will play out. But we've really been the leader in lots of things for our system in terms of health and well-being with our employees. So we're really excited to have this opportunity to really kind of invite the conversation in our community about why this is important.
What kind of reaction have you had and heard about the decision?
All kinds of reaction. You know, we've had lots of positive reaction from, you know, patients and other folks in our community. We've obviously had reaction concern from our employees wondering, you know, what about us? What's next? You know, we've been very clear, or we've tried to say that this is not about our current employees. But we've also had, you know, concern that, you know, how can Providence do this, and is it legal? And yes, it is legal in Alaska. There are some states where you couldn't do this, but in Alaska, it is legal. And Alaska Airlines has been doing this since the 80s. So, you know, we're certainly not the first to step forward, but we do know that we are making a pretty big line in the sand, so to speak, since we are the largest private employer, and we are healthcare.
Tammy Green is Director of Health Management Services for Providence in Alaska.